Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Wednesday Original Flavor Tadpog Podcast.
Welcome to Shitty Radio Lab.
Yeah. a semi-weekly show where two old guys talk about old games.
Talk about semis.
I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and coming from a small sheltered county and then moving to the city like I did for culinary school, I had one circumstance at a CVS that really jarred me.
Like, this is the one circumstance that you had in a CVS that was jarring? Like, every other CVS experience has been
every
okay.
Other CVS has been top-notch. Yeah. I cannot complain about CVS.
Well, we've got a new sponsor, by the way. Thank you, CVS.
I love just the great service they typically give me 99% of the time.
Their staff is always so friendly. It doesn't matter what location I'm at, Tyler.
I was a pharmacy tech at a CVS for like 2 years. But in culinary school, it was very important. Like, it's kind of a dated thing. I hated it at the time, but I actually still use them now, is that every semester you had to have this. It was a 4-inch notebook of everything you'd done had to be very meticulously organized and page protected. Like, it was the whole 9 yards every semester. It was like 20% of your grade was this notebook.
Wow, okay.
And the notebook for that semester, I needed a few more page protectors. I'd turn it in the next morning. So I got up earlier than usual, went to CVS. That was the closest place on the way to school. Got a thing of page protectors. And as I was going into the store, I'm going to make this as Jacob-friendly as I can. On the way into the store, I notice it's freezing outside.
Uh-huh.
And there's this rather rotund woman in like a Jessica.
But beautiful.
No. Nope. I can't. I'm not going to lie. I'll just be nice about it. A rotund woman in like a Jessica Rabbit dress.
Like the kind of dress Jessica Rabbit wears, or she's wearing a dress that has Jessica Rabbit on it?
No, the kind of dress that Jessica Rabbit
wears. To like
wears.
Trick people and thinking, oh, it's Jessica Rabbit over there.
Because it's got the slit going up from her ankle to like her hip. And it is just, it's going to have to level up soon or it's going to break, because it is just like, it is straining, and she's just walking in the CVS parking lot, and I see her and I like it, that's strange. But I go in and I buy my page protectors, and as I'm checking out, she walks in and she stares at me while I check out.
Uh-huh.
And then I take it as I walk by her. I just, you know, kind of nicely nod, you know, human courtesy, social contract.
That was a mistake, huh?
Yep.
I'm willing to bet.
So when, normally, because I have the double tap, unlock your car. So, but when I double tap it to unlock it, all the doors unlock. So as I'm walking to my car, I do it, all the doors unlock, I open my door and I get in. She also gets in my car.
Oh my God.
And like, I just stare at her. She just looks at me for a second. It's like, I really need a ride to work. I work at McDonald's. And like, I can see McDonald's like 2 blocks down the road. Like, I don't know who this is. I don't know what she's up to. Just like, okay, sure. She's I'll take you to McDonald's.
Up to no good, it sounds yeah. like.
So I'm driving there and she's complaining about she needs a white shirt for work. Because she's not dressed for work. And I was like, I don't think the McDonald's uniform right. is going to be like a white t-shirt
over a Jessica Rabbit dress. All right, guys, we just got a corporate memo. I know this is going to be inconvenient for some of you, but we've got a new dress code.
So I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, could you please give me some money so I can get a white t-shirt? I'm like, okay, well, how much do you need? Just $10. That's a pretty, that's a nice t-shirt, but.
You're so judging the quality of the shirt.
I don't know. And I don't know where I'm taking her to McDonald's. Like, there's not like a t-shirt vendor in the parking lot. So I don't know where she's going to get the t-shirt, but okay. So I don't know what she's up to. I don't know what she's going to do. So I give her the $10.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the Walmart parking lot, then she gets like this angry look on her face and she's like, I'm going to need more than that.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, well, if you're just going to buy a t-shirt. Like, I saw you check out. I counted that money. You paid with the $20 bill, and that was only a few dollars. I know how much you have in your wallet. And, like, I gave her, like, two more dollars and just, here, get out of my car. And there were people in the parking lot. So then she just kind of furrowed her brow at me and got out, and I just went to school.
Wow.
So.
Did you cry on the way to school? Because I would have.
I was pretty shaken up.
I'm going to probably have to pull to the side of the road and like put my head between my knees and just like take a couple heavy breaths before I could drive back to school.
I'm not sure where she would have had a weapon hidden. There's not a lot of places in a Jessica Rabbit dress to hide like a knife, but I'm sure she could have produced one from somewhere. So I don't know. I was shaken up.
Oh, well, I'm Dave, your bespectacled host, and Tyler, we haven't even mentioned, we normally do timeless episodes. You could go back and listen to an episode and it doesn't matter, but I know we have a lot of listeners that they may be listening to us driving to grandma's house for Thanksgiving.
No, that's a good point.
So I wanted to tell a Thanksgiving story, which I sure as hell hope I haven't told it already, because it's going to be embarrassing if I have, because I don't have a backup story. But I remember the Thanksgiving, I think that my father got the most mad at me.
It's happened a lot of Thanksgivings, but the most mad.
Yeah, the most mad. We used to always go to his mom's. We used to go to my grandmother's, and my granddad was a chef, and he'd cook he'd start cooking Tuesday, I think. The whole family, the extended family, would meet up there. And I had a cousin, I have a cousin, Chris. And Chris was a few years younger than me. And when he got into video games, it was the best thing ever, because they had, my aunt Linda had a big van that had the TV in it, mm-hmm. which was just like, I mean, that was the luxury when you're a kid in the late 80s, early 90s, is the van with a television in it. Mm. And not only that, he had a Super Nintendo and a ton of games. So he and I spent that entire Thanksgiving in his mom's van playing and beating Donkey Kong Country.
I don't think you hadn't told the full story you just mentioned. I spent a lot of time in a van playing that game.
My dad was so mad because I didn't even come in to eat. Like, I just, like, they got there, like, at 11 o'clock, and he and I sat in that van until, like, 10 at night. And if it weren't for my grandmother being there, I think my father probably would have struck my head against a rock.
Did he not know where, could he not find you and say, hey, come in? Like, did he think you just, like, ran away?
No. He knew where I was, and that's the main reason I think he was so mad, is because he would come out and be like, all right, it's time to eat. Come on, you need to stop. And then my cousin Chris would keep playing, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll be there in a minute. And I just never went in. And so he came out, like, four or five times, and, yeah, so things got a little tense.
So either your dad just trying to deny you your true love of life. I don't know. Like, my dad did it too. I don't know. Our dad just didn't love us very much.
He wanted me to spend time with my grandmother while she's still on the earth. I don't know. I don't know.
But you have that valuable memory of playing Donkey Kong when it was new. I think that's better than any grandma memory.
Could that be our next podcast? Grandma Memories with Tyler and Dave. It's like the cleanest show ever. It's like we just spend all day looking up genealogy. We're like on Ancestry.com just, that's interesting. I just found the document for when my great-great-grandmother first came to Ellis Island. Look at this.
Oh, here's a forward from my grandmother. It's a pretty good tale. All right.
That's good. We're going to put that in the show notes.
A lot of stuff about anti-Obamacare and genealogy.
What are we doing here? We're talking about IGN's Top 100 Super Nintendo games?
Exclusively on Original Flavor Wednesday.
Right. Yeah, it's Original Flavor Wednesday. Tomorrow's Original Flavor Thanksgiving. Enjoy it.
Yep.
I hope everyone has a nice van they can curl up into.
So I know when I think about Thanksgiving, I often think about the Alien series.
Yeah, so. Me too. It's weird how that it works that way.
So today we will be breaking down, as best we can, IGN's 56th ranked game, Alien 3.
Yes. And this is actually, this is going to be one of our 60% butthole episodes.
Yeah.
I think. Because, Tyler, I don't know much about Alien 3. Can I tell you that I have seen most of the movie?
Okay.
On Fox.
Okay. That's fair.
So I don't know. I probably have seen actually more Crystal Pepsi commercials that aired on Fox than I have that movie on Fox.
Well, see, I very recently saw the first Alien. Like,
that's a good movie.
Like 2 or 3 months ago, I saw the very first Alien.
Did you like it?
I did. Because I was very, you know, face huggers and shit like that are very creepy. I had seen one other Alien movie before. My church youth group way back in the day, we decided, oh, hey, trip to the movies, whatever.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's a church trip. So we have to be very, I'm trying to remember exactly all the movies, but they were very picky about what we could see because we were the church group. So
what were your options?
Well, Titanic was out.
Okay.
But had
Dad has a dirty titty in it.
Yep. So we couldn't see Titanic. Half-Baked was out. That's off the table immediately.
I remember you mentioned the Half-Baked
story. A lot of kids snuck out and went to see Half-Baked. I did not.
You did not? Because you promised your mother you would.
Yes, I did. Yeah, right. That's true.
I remember that.
So the other two choices that we could see were The Jackal, which was like a shitty Bruce Willis movie.
Okay.
It was either The Jackal or The Saint. I can't remember. Those were close in line.
Two movies I definitely haven't seen.
Val Kilmer, The Saint is a Val Kilmer movie made from like a TV show in like the 70s.
Don't worry. We'll have a trailer in the show notes, I'm sure.
Well, that's the, Meg apparently was familiar with The Saint. I don't know, out of the blue. Like, she won a cruise ship trivia contest because she had The Saint knowledge. But
wow, that's a really specific random cruise trivia.
Yeah, well, it was TV themes. And I'm good at TV themes. Uh-huh. I hardly knew any of these. Most people on the cruise ship were like, what the fuck is this? And, like, we won because Meg was the only person in, like, a 80-person game who knew The Saint. So
I just like, I imagine you all got there for trivia, and then the announcer was like, all right, tonight we're doing The Saint trivia. And then like 80 people just get up from their chairs and walk out of the room. Just you and Meg are there.
So it was like The Jackal or The Saint and Alien Resurrection.
Okay.
Which Alien Resurrection is like the fourth or fifth movie.
I definitely didn't see that one.
I'd never seen any other. I'd never even seen a second of the other Alien movie before I saw this one.
Yeah. Okay.
All I remember was thinking it was just like the worst piece of shit I had ever seen. Because like I knew sort of what aliens looked like.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly there was, what is the actress's name?
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver. Sigourney Weaver is there and she's very upset.
Something's wrong
and she's not happy.
Something with some aliens.
And then like they make like a half human, half alien hybrid from her, and then she has to kill it by spoilers, like she shoots a hole in the side of the hole and like the glass, and the alien is sucked out of the hole, but it has like half human, half alien features, and she's like, she knows it's gonna kill her, but she's also sad, and then it gets sucked through the hole and movie's over.
So that creature becomes a D&D character.
Yeah. Yep. And I remember just leaving, just like, God, why the fuck did I just go see Half-Baked? Everybody else is like talking and laughing, like the best thing ever. Oh, I saw Sigourney Weaver get sad about her half alien baby getting sucked into space.
Were you the only one who was like, Alien Resurrection, I'll check it out.
I think more people went to see the other one.
Yeah.
I was maybe of like one or like three people who went to see Alien Resurrection.
I've seen the first two movies. I will argue that the second movie is a good movie as well.
Okay.
The first Alien is a great movie. It's an amazing horror movie that just happens to be in a sci-fi setting.
Mm-hmm.
I love horror, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, really appreciate that film. The second one, Aliens, it's just a completely different movie. Like, if you don't compare those two movies, I think Aliens is good, but it's also It's also like nostalgically good because some of it's cheesy. Mm-hmm. But I think anything after that, Alien 3, which or at least the Fox edit,
yeah,
and Alien Resurrection, I just don't think they held up.
Because like Alien 1, like the big deal is there's one alien terrorizing
and
everybody.
It is, you can't kill it.
Yeah,
I mean it's a monster movie essentially.
Mm-hmm. And then Alien 2, like it's like thousands and thousands of aliens.
Yeah, and aliens, there's a lot of aliens.
So
and also in Alien 3, the video game for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
There's a lot of aliens.
That's my rub, kind of seeing the original Alien, knowing how like just that one alien.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly you're just killing hundreds and hundreds with you're just Sigourney Weaver with a G.I. Jane haircut, just like flame throwing just aliens all over the place.
Which I don't, that didn't happen. They must have cut out the really good parts on the Fox edit of Alien 3 because I don't remember any of that happening. In fact, I just recall there being a single alien again. So I don't know. I think they took a few liberties with this game, I think.
Mm, yeah. And I couldn't find that there are any other Alien video games on the Super Nintendo. Like there's just Alien 3.
Yeah.
So, okay, sure.
Yeah, why not? Have you ever played this? Did you play this as a kid?
I did not. I don't know. I don't even know anybody that did. Like,
I did.
Oh, did you? All right. I know you. You know me. Sorta.
Yeah, we're getting.
We've met in passing.
We're getting closer. We're podcast associates at best.
We touch wieners, so we're sort of familiar.
Hey, docking. That's perfect for our sci-fi episode.
Yeah.
Our sci-fi Thanksgiving episode. I think on Thanksgiving you call it cornucopying.
And I remember I drew strange lines between the scene in Alien, because before seeing it I was familiar with the alien bursting out of the stomach.
Chest burster, yeah.
Yeah, because I love the HBO series Big Love. So the villain in Big Love is the guy who's it jumps out. So I was like, what's Roman doing here? He should be back at the compound putting girls in the book. Okay, sure. And I see him with that. And then I also think of seeing Total Recall as a kid, which the only two scenes I remember in Total Recall are...
Well, I know one that you specifically are going to remember.
Yep, three boobs.
Yeah.
And then the alien coming out of the black guy's stomach. And then I correlate that to, of course, Spaceballs.
Yep.
So all three of those just kind of mixed together for me in this weird kind of these little things that can talk and dance sometimes and kill people. I don't know.
I think you should write a short story about something that bursts from a chest, like, and just pull from all three of those sources.
But because I'm completely unfamiliar with this game, mm-hmm. I watched the intro. Intro made no sense to me because it's just. I guess she's, for some reason, Sigourney Weaver's in jail. Ripley. Ripley's her character's name.
I'm having a hard time remembering exactly what they tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right, because I remember thinking, how did she get on this prison planet?
Yeah, because just on the intro list, a lot of names, and then they said that they're dead, except for Lieutenant Ripley, and going to this prison planet, and then you see a bunch of moons, and then you press start, and you're just thrown into the middle of just chaos in this prison where there are aliens all over the place.
Yeah. I remember when I rented this, I'd never got past the first stage.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly didn't know how to play this game and the manual wasn't included.
Mm.
I couldn't even figure out how to get in the side doors.
So your experience as a kid was similar to my experience the other day trying to play this game.
When I rented it, dude, I came home from school, went immediately to the video store. Alien 3, all right. Picked it up, put it in. I probably played that game for 20 minutes, which I spent entirely in the first corridor because I didn't know how to open doors. So I went back and forth because the aliens will respawn in the corridor. So I'd clear it from left to right and then run back to the left and then clear it again. And then I was like, I did that for like 20 minutes. And I was like, you know what? This game isn't that good.
Out of ammo and then your health is low. And it's like, okay. Because, okay, Alien, horror, aliens, action.
Yeah, definitely.
Is Aliens 3 still, is that still, I feel like, you know, I know as a movie, action is profitable, and the longer a series goes, the more action-oriented movies usually get. Like Sherlock Holmes, the first one was more cerebral. Of course, they want to appeal to a bigger audience. So for the second one, they make it, you know, more action, which I was upset about. But still, I feel like Game of Shadows was a good movie. So I didn't know if Alien 3 was like continued on more action or if they brought it back a little bit with some horror and suspense.
I think they tried to have more horror. Man, Wikipedia doesn't give a genre. Would you like me? I can check IMDb to see where they classify it.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't even hear the train today.
Well, yeah, you may not have heard the train because this is a Tadpog first. That train doesn't exist. There's no...
Wow.
From what I could... Unless I completely have lost my Wikipedia skills, there is no entry for Alien 3 on the Super Nintendo. It does have a brief mention in the Alien 3 page for the movie.
Mm.
Would you like to hear that?
Yeah, let's hear that.
I mean, it's a table, so it might not be very entertaining. Okay, guys. Alien 3. Original release date. This is the worst Wikipedia ever. Original release date, May 1993. But this is good. This is kind of like the beginning of the game. Okay, where it's just giving you... Imagine I'm not speaking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the words that I say are actually slowly being typed out on a screen in a 1980s tech font on like a monochromatic screen, okay? Mm-hmm, and it's making the noise as it comes out. Like,
like they have in the future, yeah.
Exactly. Developed by Probe Entertainment. Published by LJN. Sorry, the cursor backspaced a few times. Based on the 1992 film Alien 3. That's it.
God.
That's it. So, sorry for that train's still being built, so it can't really leave. It can't really leave Tadpog Station.
That's a game not having a Wikipedia entry, or a game not having a Game Facts entry.
It didn't have a Game Facts?
I didn't look for a Game Facts. I just know one of those two, if a game is missing one of those two, red flag.
Yeah.
Immediate red flag.
Yeah.
And for a game to be ranked 56 and not having, you know, a Wikipedia entry talking about it. Like, people love using Wikipedia. No one, like, loved this game enough to make a Wikipedia entry about it.
Yeah, that's a Venn diagram that has no overlap. Wikipedia editors in Alien 3 for Super Nintendo. There's just a big gap in between.
So I think that's a good... There's your foreshadowing, listener, as to what...
There's
what
your the episode. What are you talking about? Game. We're done.
Because I felt when I played through it, I felt they were trying to be suspenseful. You have limited ammo, limited health... Aliens constantly respawn. There's no clearing a room. There's no safety.
No, there's no safety.
So I feel the suspense and, you know, horror to it. Like it's a stressful game.
Yep, because you're exactly right. Resources are super important. That is diminished a little bit by just like the enemies respawn when you change rooms, so do the items. So it kind of, like, I understand, like, when you don't know where all the rooms are, like, if you don't know where a medical bay is and you're at 6% health, then, yeah, that's extremely suspenseful. Mm. But if you know where there's a med kit that's easy to get, you can just go grab it, heal up, leave the room, go back in the room, grab it again, heal up.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like they tried and they succeeded. Half of the time. And then the other half, it's just kind of like, well, I always know I have my safety net and it's the regenerating supplies that I can just pick up.
Did you find like a map function?
Yeah. In the terminal. This game is kind of, okay. We've already kind of said some negative things about this game. I actually think there are some really, really interesting mechanics in this game. There's some interesting things that I don't recall seeing in a game that was made around the same time. And that is, it's a little open world-y.
Mm-hmm.
Each stage has a map, and it's typically several floors of the prison. And you can do what I did when I was a kid and just kill as many aliens as you want and never progress. Or you can go to a terminal, and it will have like 8 or 9 quests that you choose. And you have to complete each quest, and when you complete each quest, you get to stage 2.
Mm-hmm.
All the quests take place on this map, so it's kind of like even like a proto, it's weird because it's like an RPG element almost, where it's like there's this large map and there are quests and you have to go to different portions of each map to finish the quest.
Yeah, because this game is a side-scrolling platforming shooter.
Yeah,
RPG elements.
I didn't even say that because that train's not built yet.
So it's, I guess as soon as I turned it on, I immediately had a few problems turning it on.
Oh, really?
And that is, the same thing I have with a lot of science fiction games is they usually take place in a ship and it's very uniform. All the colors are the same. The backgrounds are the same.
Yes.
So that, yes, I hate that about the genre.
It is confusing to navigate those corridors. I am, no offense, but based on what we talked about before recording, I'm going to assume you didn't get to stage two.
Nope, I did not.
You wouldn't probably realize if you got to stage two if it didn't break, because stage two like looks exactly the same as stage one.
Mm-mm.
Like they don't, I didn't get past stage two, but all right, look, I have the internet. I'm going to use it. Okay. I'm going to look, see if I can find the maps. I did. They all look the same. So it's like that location, I understand, doesn't change, but it's like you're playing five very long stages and they all look like the same corridor.
Black. So that's why I'm glad, like, I didn't have, so I apologize, Tadpog Nation, you know, I didn't have enough time to really sink my teeth that much into this game, but there also wasn't, if it were a sandwich, it didn't taste very good, I didn't want to keep eating it.
Well, and honestly, I don't think you really needed to, because I sunk probably about 5 hours into it, and when I got to the end of it, I got to stage two, and I almost finished it. I didn't. And I got to the point where it was like, you know what? I think I've played this game for 5 hours, and I get the gist.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it. I don't, unless they do anything drastically different later in the game, which I, from what I've read, they don't. It's pretty much, I've experienced the game already. I'm done.
Because you have, what, a flamethrower and a machine gun?
Yeah, you've got, they give you three weapons, a flamethrower, a machine gun, and then a grenade launcher.
Okay.
And you have to manage your ammo for each of them. Like you were saying earlier, that's, they add a element of suspense because you can run out of ammunition for any three of those weapons.
I didn't notice like a knife. There's no like melee weapon that doesn't have ammo.
Not that I'm aware of.
So. Carry a knife, Ripley. Just, I mean make it super weak. You know, you don't want to cut an alien to death.
Yeah.
Get a knife.
No, you definitely don't. Knife.
But, okay. Yeah, I remember I was playing through it. And it was, very frustrating because, of course, all these tons of doors down the corridors you can go in to more rooms that just look the same. And you climb up a ladder, you go across a monkey bar, you drop down, you're shooting aliens the whole time.
I like that monkey bar animation.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that. I thought, I was actually impressed with that. I was like, oh, that looks pretty good.
I'm not sure why they construct a prison in a way that you have to use monkey bars to get around and drop onto moving platforms.
It's, I think it's the Planet of the Apes crossover that they did with the Alien franchise.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
where all the apes are guards in their prisons. I think that's brilliant because the humans couldn't get around, Tyler.
But the
monkeys, they just travel on the ceiling.
It's called brachiation.
It's
it's a feat in D&D 3.5 that everyone looks at and no one takes.
Well, everyone looks at it because the illustration's hilarious. If I can find it online, which I probably won't be able to, I'll post that in the show notes.
Okay.
It's a good illustration.
But then I don't really know where I'm going in these rooms because you're dropping around, moving from platform to platform, and then the gaps from the planks that you step on are kind of hidden, so you drop down. You have to do the whole thing all over again. There are aliens, you know, of course, respawn.
Yeah.
So then you just have to memorize what gray parts aren't safe gray parts away from the other gray parts in this gray room.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a fair criticism. I do think that another interesting part of this game is that if you want to, I certainly didn't want to do it when I was a kid. And I'm more into it now, I guess, because I'm older, but you can go to that terminal and you can view blueprints of that entire map. So if you want to, you can sit there and you can navigate throughout the whole map and plan a course, which, you know, I'm a plan. Like I like to do that. Like I like to, so that's where I would get sucked into this game, was looking at the blueprints and being like, all right, what's the easiest way? What's the most efficient way for me to get from this terminal where I'm viewing the blueprints to this quest objective? And then I could sit there and plot it out.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you're supposed to do. And that is a good way to play it and be suspenseful. Like, in theory, that sounds cool, especially pre-internet.
Yeah.
When you could have friends and you probably would draw out a map and then try to... That's the kind of stuff, yeah, that you could enjoy. I feel like the game itself, the gameplay doesn't live up to that premise.
And I think you're right. It doesn't live up to the premise. And it also doesn't even complement the premise, because it almost seems counterintuitive to it. Because here you are, you can make this plan and get really sucked into it, and it feels super realistic. And then, like you said, you go out and you've got aliens everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're like crawling out of every hole in this prison, and they respawn. So it's also where it's like, it feels like a step backwards, because it's like, okay, we can be very strategic and we can actually make a strategy about the best way to get to a certain area. But then you take a step back because you can't make any kind of actual battle strategy, because mm-hmm. everything respawns.
If this had had, yeah, maybe where they didn't respawn, harder to kill, didn't respawn.
Yeah, definitely harder to kill.
If it had had like Blackthorn's hide and cover mechanic.
Oh, that would have been really cool.
It would have
cool.
been really, because you could have like tried to figure out a way to stealth your way through.
Yeah, instead of just trying to fight jump aliens. Over them.
Right.
Which is ridiculous, because like when you're out of ammo, that's all you can do is essentially comically jump over aliens, like Mario style. Like you're just jumping over the aliens. And what makes it even worse is, like, they don't even know you're there. The mm-hmm. AI just doesn't follow you or anything. It's just aliens.
Facehuggers just crawling on the ground. I spent my whole time crouched, because everything is small. So you're just crouching throughout the whole game.
Which kind of stinks, because it means you're moving super mm-hmm. slow. And I found the slower that I was moving, the more time stuff has to spawn.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain corridors where I would just want to rush through it, because I knew if I didn't, they would spawn immediately right behind me. Which is, I mean, that's kind of cool, because it's kind of like you feel the pressure and it's like, okay, I need to rush to this area or I'm going to get overwhelmed. But it's just the spawning mechanic. I wish it would have been different.
Yeah, it kills it. Because I think I'd killed a few full-fledged aliens just as easily as I'd killed all the other aliens.
And they do Wilhelm scream. That's in my notes.
No.
When you kill a full-grown alien, it does Wilhelm scream. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Oh, man, it's going to kind of ruin... It may ruin things for you because you'll start noticing it everywhere. It's this bit of Foley work that was done ages ago. I think it was done originally for an old Western. This is off the top of my head. I'm sure someone out there will correct me. And they have used that Foley work over and over and over in movies, like to this day. Like there are movies being made today where they get all this stock audio from the same place, and they just reuse it. So you'll hear the same Wilhelm scream. I think the character's name was Wilhelm in this Western, and when he dies, he screams.
Oh, okay.
Now you know. And that's been reused over and over again. I think there's a super cut somewhere of like a crap ton of Wilhelm screams cut together. I'll try to find it and put it in the show notes, because it's worth the watch. But yeah, the aliens, they totally do Wilhelm scream when you shoot them, and they explode. As they blow up, they do Wilhelm scream.
Because aliens were made of dynamite. I think they cleared that up in the first one.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I think you're right. They bleed acid and are made of dynamite.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's sulfuric acid that just... in very Looney Tunes style. Because you don't fuck with... not sulfuric acid, with... It's in like every cartoon that you... Once you shake it or damage it in any way, that it explodes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Why'd you bring this up? Because now we're both going to look dumb. Because I know what you're talking about.
Whenever I found out it was a real thing that people, like, put under their tongues and stuff like that for medicine, I was like, that'll explode and kill you. That's super dangerous. No, it's has plenty of medical uses.
For blowing up tongues.
But this game, yeah, nice enough premise. Didn't have enough follow through, and I guess it's sort of a trope of this era of games, where you turn on the game, press start, and you're in the left hand corner, have to move from left to right, just in a world full of stuff. And I just, as soon as I started doing that, it felt like every bad rental I had ever had as a kid.
Yeah, I would certainly say this was a bad rental for me as a kid. I don't think this was a bad game. I really don't. I think it certainly had some faults, but I think that for a licensed game, pretty good. Like if I, you know, hold it up against some other games that are based on movies, I'd say this is probably in the top spectrum of that.
Yeah. I feel like the Super Nintendo was probably one of the higher points for licensed video games. And then
the movies.
Then after that, then they start going down until, like, I guess Arkham Asylum was like where they started. The quality was back where it was again.
Yeah, but even
PlayStation being like where they were the worst.
Yeah.
I don't remember any good licensed video game for the PlayStation.
New contest.
I don't know what that is.
New contest. Any listener wants to send in.
I think that was a movie. Good. I was like, I'm not familiar with this movie and this game. New contest.
New contest starring Marilyn Monroe was remade on the PlayStation and it was great.
But man, there's wasn't great. Didn't get very far. First movie was pretty good. Never seen any other movies.
They use when you die, you get Bill Paxton's "Game Over, Man."
Oh,
I sound a Canadian. Is Bill Paxton Canadian?
I think he is.
All right. So, okay.
Game over, eh?
Yeah. We should have invited him to be on NHL 94.
Sorry, try again.
Which is, I thought it was weird that you get that soundbite because that's not from Alien 3. That's from Aliens. So it's kind of weird. I guess they shouldn't have named the game Alien 3. I know why they did. They named it Alien 3 because Alien 3 had just come out and they wanted to, you know, market on that.
Yep.
A more accurate name for the game would have been Fight Some Aliens. You remember? Hey, you saw those movies? It's like those.
Walk through halls shooting aliens. That's a good catchy game. Yeah.
You know, with the right type treatment and colors, I think it's going to fly off the shelves.
Like, we keep it to a lot of grays and browns.
Gotta be gray.
Kids love grays and browns.
I mean, they eat pudding, don't they? That's brown.
Sigourney Weaver, shave her head, put her in a tank top. It's gray. Yeah, man. Fuck. Oh, man. Because this is good for adults, too. Adults, really, they're all over the Super Nintendo constantly. They see this movie, which I imagine PG. I feel like the Super Nintendo, for the most part, was a younger audience.
Yeah.
Alien 3 is for an older crowd, so I see a lot of disconnect.
God, you say that. Maybe my intro story shouldn't have been Thanksgiving memories. It should have been when I went to go see, what was it, the new Predator movie. What was it called with, Adrian Brody? I can't remember the
Predator?
Name. It may have been. I don't know. But yeah,
I saw that in the theater, too.
We're both ashamed.
Yeah.
Like, I saw it at midnight, Tyler. I can't go back in time and erase that. Like, if someone knocked on my door right now, they're like, I've got a one-use time machine. You can go back and erase anything. It probably is going to be that movie.
I mean, not being a Predator. I'm just going to say I'm a jerk off. That's how I'm going to rewrite that in the evening.
I mean, you don't want to mess with the time stream too much.
Because that's more identical to every other night of the week. So we'll just make that a full five-nighter. It's fine.
But I remember going to see that movie, and when you talking about the disconnect between Super Nintendo being mainly targeted for children and then Alien 3 mainly being targeted for adults, it made me think about that midnight release because someone had brought their 6-year-old child to see that movie. Oh, man. And it was clear it was a mom and she was super, super embarrassed. Like, I could tell, like, she didn't want to be there and see this movie. And she was kind of looking at everyone there and giving them strange eyes. Like, why would you people do this? But her son was just, I mean, this kid was jazzed to see some Predators. And like, this movie has like some serious, like, there's a part in this movie that's really, it was uncomfortable for me, an adult. I know this isn't Tyler and Dave talking about movies, but.
Well, there's more to say about the movies. They go along with this and they're about the fucking game. So we're going to fill our time with buttholes and movies and a little bit of game talk.
But this kid is like, immediately after this guy, I never saw the movie again, Tyler, so please excuse me if my paraphrasing is off, but I think this, do you remember the part where the guy is like, he makes some kind of like unwanted sexual advance towards the female character in the movie? Oh,
like the jerky redneck guy.
Yeah. And he says something like snarky, and then like the kid is like a row in front of me, and I hear him just repeat it just like that. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm in a Skinner box experiment. I mean, this is... like, I'm being tested. Like, should I, like, go over and be like, because the mom's not telling the kid. Like, do I need to go over and be like, no, that's, you know, we really don't need to act that way, do we? Mm-hmm. What do you think? How do you weigh in on this kid?
Oh, God. It's just, you saying that reminds me of, we'll just go further down this rabbit hole.
Well, yeah, I mean, who's ever heard of a meandering podcast?
Last night at work, we had, it's freezing outside, and my work is mostly known for, like, the outside bar, so we're pretty slow.
It's nice out there.
Yeah, and Brian that I work with was like, oh, hey, I remember this, and he pulls out, like, it's on YouTube now, a documentary about a girl named Beth that he watched when he was little. It was, like, an 80s documentary, an HBO documentary.
Okay.
About this girl, just you saying about a kid coming in watching Alien 3 and parroting back all this awful things. But a girl named Beth who was abused as a child, like abused for her first like 9 months of life. Yeah. And it turned her, it was an interview when she was six. And it was like watching the plot of a horror movie, because the stuff that she'd been exposed to, I mean, we can try to find it, put it in the show notes. 6-year-old Beth, crazy, talking about like.
That's normal to her, huh?
Yeah, how she wanted to. Like, her brother was asleep, she would go and get, like, knives and pins and just, like,
nope,
stick them in him.
No, nope. I'm not putting that in the show notes. I don't want to, because that means I have to find it, which means I have to watch it.
It's a half-hour documentary.
No, I'm not doing that.
It is far more scary and frightening than the Alien franchise.
I hope they base the little sisters off of her.
You probably could, and she's, like, just a sweet-looking six-year-old just saying, like, the most vile stuff that's just...
She's, like, spouting Charlie Manson.
So be careful taking your kid to an Alien movie, parents.
Oh, Predator. Come on. Predator. Alien's fine, Tyler.
Alien's fine, not Predator.
Not Predator. You're gonna raise a little hillbilly rapist.
That's our first action figure. Ted Fogg.
I was thinking that's when we form a punk band.
Hillbilly rapist. Because there's... See, I'm just thinking about that. Now I totally forgot where I was going. Okay. But you think, Alien 3, fuck it. I got achievements.
You got achievements?
I do. I've got two from the hour I spent on trying to play this game.
What do you got?
Are they even a threat?
Okay.
Kill 100 aliens.
All right. Okay.
And then G.I. Jane. You unlock G.I. Jane by climbing 20 monkey bars.
That's easy to do.
That's all I remember from... I never saw G.I. Jane, I just saw the previews, and it seems like she shaved her head and was just climbing over monkey bars the whole time. Demi Moore.
I never saw G.I. Jane. I never finished watching Private Benjamin either. What are the other movies where a woman joins the military and has trouble and then overcomes it? Is that what G.I. Jane's about? That's all I was always assumed.
I think so, yeah. I think it is. Let's see, Striptease.
Full Metal Jacket.
That.
No, not that.
Charlie's Angels 2, no.
Alien 3.
I'm just thinking Demi Moore movies. I don't know.
I don't have achievements, man. I can make one up if you want. Let's see. Your second one was, or your first one was?
Are they even a threat?
Mine is going to be critical threat. In which you have to complete stage one with 1% health.
I mean, not impossible if you're just, you know, jumping and running. So
it's probably going to be harder for an expert to get to precisely 1% health than it would be for them to go through and not get hit.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess I should say, like, I'm really not a movie. You're a movie guy. I'm not.
Yeah,
a movie
I like
guy.
Movies.
I generally like. I have to really have enjoyed like the book or enjoyed the TV show for me to see a movie.
You're definitely a book and television guy. Mm-hmm. I think you like series.
Yeah. I feel like movies, I don't get enough story that I'm happy from seeing a movie. I like long, that's why I like shit like The Wheel of Time. That's like 14 books, huge trilogies. Like I just, I like getting immersed in those characters and just seeing their story out from beginning to end. Like the Assassin's Creed series, I love those games just because you see Ezio go from a boy to, you know, an old man.
You playing Black Flag?
That has
the most ridiculous commercial I think ever. It's like a Drake song. Have you seen it?
No.
I hope I can find it because I'll post it in the show notes. It's just weird. I'm just going to say that. It's weird. Because I remember seeing it the first time, and I was like, oh, I think this is what? What's going on?
Like, my sister-in-law, who is not a gamer, apparently fucking loves Black Flag.
Really?
Like, she's been up, like, midnight, 1 o'clock every night just playing Black Flag. Just fucking loves it. So I guess it sounds like a decent game.
From what I understand, I could be mistaken because I did not play the third Assassin's Creed because I heard that it was not very good. I can't say for myself, but what I have noticed is from everyone I've talked to, a lot of people who like Black Flag like the third one, Assassin's Creed 3. So I don't know if they have similarities.
Because I think the naval battles from the third one, and then they really take that up to the next level Black Flag.
Okay. See, I didn't know there were naval battles.
Because you play...
Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs. You play... Connor is the assassin in the third one, and you play his grandfather, I think, who was like a naval captain turned assassin. So it's a lot more into piracy and stuff like that.
So you're saying pirate the game?
Yep. Okay. That's the spirit that they're really going for. Yeah, I mean, Ubisoft is like... Yeah, you should probably pirate this.
This is a comedy podcast, remember. So,
because it's a joke.
Yeah, because that's a joke. We're not. I mean,
jokes and jokes and jokes. spaghetti. There's your good old. There's a timely reference for everybody.
Yeah, that's sad to think about. There may be, like, even my sister who is graduating high school this year may not know who Dave Chappelle is.
There's Copsy the cop car if anybody picks up the sirens.
I think that's the ambulance coming for this episode. I thought we've done pretty good with what we had to work with, Tyler. Yeah.
Shine this turd, you guys. We're on it.
Because really, man, it's like you spent that hour. You got the gist of the game.
Yep.
Like, there's not a whole lot more to it. You go around side-scrolling through a prison, shooting aliens and doing quests.
Mm-hmm. I bet there's like a mother alien probably at the end that you find.
Probably. That's the only thing I'm really curious about is how it ends.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I didn't do this show, I probably would finish it because, I mean, what else would I have to do? But because, you know, we do this and we need to be playing a new game each week.
Mm-hmm. Two new games each week, really.
Yeah. I mean, I don't spend as much time. Like, I will never finish Alien 3 because I just won't make the time to do it.
I'll never get to level 2 on Alien 3.
But if I were a kid, and, well, maybe not obviously me as a kid, but if I were a very, very mature, if I were a 30-year-old kid, which, okay, I kind of am already.
All men are. It's fine. It's not just us.
Yeah. If I didn't have a job. I'll put it that way. If I didn't have a job, I'd finish Alien 3.
Okay, that's fair.
Because it was enjoyable enough for me to continue playing it if I didn't have anything else to do.
Okay.
But I have better things to do, I think, to play Alien 3. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
We have had a lot of fun here today.
More fun than our listeners.
A lot of fun. You know what? I think, Tyler, they needed this.
Yeah.
I really do because I think Earthworm Jim was just, we were just so on point just talking about the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone wants to listen to something like that when they're in the car with their whole family listening to this as they go.
Our family-friendly podcast.
Yeah. I mean, we really need to.
Take your kid to go see Predator, let him listen to all of our podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about, you know, real sensitive topics like pirating software. It's current events.
Yeah.
It's important stuff.
Yeah.
When you're done listening to this show, you can just turn the radio, just turn the knob down real low and have an honest conversation about software theft. Tyler, if you were to give this game a beard, what kind of beard would that be?
Because I think the iconic thing about the Alien series is when the alien opens its mouth, and another smaller alien head comes out of its mouth.
Yeah.
And there's always a ton of, like, alien drool going on.
Acid,
this is,
yeah.
Yeah, this is just This isn't, it drips onto somebody's face. This is like a drooling acid beard that is coming off of your face, kind of hanging in fleshy layers off of your skull.
I think that's accurate.
Yep. I thought you would.
I'm still, I'm not 100% here because I can't remember. Before we close this show, I think we need to figure out what that chemical is that is volatile.
Uh-huh.
That's the new rule. Can't finish the show until we figure it out. All right, okay. We think about it while I ask you this question.
Okay.
Think about these two questions simultaneously. If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses do you think you would give it?
Well, you know, the progenitor aliens that breed other aliens are the face huggers.
Okay.
So, like, this is a face hugger that has adhered to somebody's face, so it's covering your face, and it has its tube down your throat or whatnot, but someone's able to bore holes in its back so that you can still see through the face hugger and just wear it stylistically.
It's a pretty good idea for a mask.
Yeah.
I think we have a Dragon Con idea. Yes, I am face hugger victim.
So yeah, face hugger with holes in it for eye holes.
Awesome. Now what is that chemical? Okay, it's not liquid nitrogen.
No.
It's do we need to watch a few episodes of Breaking Bad?
I don't think it's in Breaking Bad. We'll have to watch a lot of like
Wile E. Coyote
and Roadrunner, yeah.
Dave and Tyler, search on Google. What search term are you using?
Easily explosive Looney Tunes liquid.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's not going to get you on any kind of watch list or anything. Nitroglycerin.
Nitroglycerin.
Yes.
Thank you. Good job. Nitroglycerin.
You're praising me for not knowing what it was. Now, you know what's similar to nitroglycerin, Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
It's tryptophan.
Okay.
I think that's actually how they make nitroglycerin.
For this breakdown turkeys into their explosive base. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have to make the original chemical sleepy, and then they wake it up.
Okay. All right.
Nitrogen. They wake the nitrogen up and it's angry when it wakes up.
we'll thank people next week.
Yeah, yep. If we still have listeners.
Yep. So occasionally this happens. We just kind of roll through a game like this that we have to try our best and hope everyone still loves us.
Personally, these are my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I love the off-the-rail shows.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
You're just ready to end this, man. You are clearly in pain.
I'm done. Fucking alien.
All right, I'll let you do it this time, I promise.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So don't miss the next episode. We'll be talking about IGN's 55th ranked game, Axelay.
Axelay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
And we will have a brand new guest host for Axelay.
We hope.
We hope.
We don't make any promises That's on the show.
Better, we'll bring back Josh and we'll just call him Aaron or something. Fuck it. I don't know. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe, give the show a 5-star rating, write a review. We love it. We love it. We often just give stuff away at random and no way a bribe for helping us out.
Mm-hmm. We don't know who the winner is yet of the Goosebumps book with our erotic fan fiction on the inside front cover.
Mm-hmm.
Because Monday's show hasn't come out when we're recording this. So for the beauty of podcasting, hold on. We'll announce the winner. If you haven't done it yet, leave us a 5-star review and you get this Goosebumps book.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We're not bribing you.
Nope.
All we need you to do is leave an honest 5-star review.
We're just trying to offload garbage. That's all we're trying to do.
Yeah, well, you know, you put it that way, it doesn't sound so appetizing.
Nope. That way, the people, they're not bribing. They're just trying to, they just want to clean up their closet. It's fine.
Don't worry, guys. We will be back next week. If you can't wait for more Tadpog goodness, you can always visit us at tadpog.com. That's where all the show notes are. You get to see all the trailers and all the Looney Tunes episodes at Nitroglycerin. We'll just put them all there for you to watch. You can also find us on facebook.com/tadpog. Some awesome people there having some good conversations. Twitter, we do that too, Tyler.
Yeah.
You can find us at tadpog_podcast. And, you know, do whatever. You can tweet us if you want. You want to tweet us? It's fine.
Tweet us.
You want us to try to beat your Cat Mario 3 score? We'll do it.
That's, yeah, let's not say anything more about that than just say, like, Cat Mario 3.
That's my teaser.
Yeah.
Our intro song is Moves by John Williams.
Did he do that? No, Mark Mothersbaugh. No.
No, it's that...
it's a guy who's as good as them. He's as renowned.
It's that Elfman jam.
The Elfman jam.
It's that Elfman jam.
Jenna? No. No, wrong Elfman. Fuck.
Sycamore Drive.
Okay.
Moves by Sycamore Drive. I think he's Tim Burton's roommate. Something like that.
Something like that. I don't know. I'd heard that.
You can find a link to that track on the show notes at tadpog.com.
Thanks for bearing with us.
We should come up with a sign-off. All the good podcasts have sign-offs. I think this week's just going to be a whole bunch of... It's going to be 60% buttholes.